It's coming up towards 8 o'clock. Time to talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. Now, Warwick, hello there.
Hello there, Fran.
Warwick, at Wimbledon, it's all come down to Sam Stosur.
Sadly so, Fran. The much-heralded tennis resurgence in these parts has come well and truly become a cropper the past couple of days, with Stosur now the only Australian to have made it through to the second round in London. Overnight, in the gentlemen's singles, Bernard Tomic, Leighton Hewitt and Matthew Ebden all lost. Tomic, despite his precocious efforts on the grass last year that had him seeded at 20 this year. And this means, for the first time since Mervyn Weston and Leonard King lost their first round matches back in 1938, there won't be an Australian in the second round of the gentlemen's draw.
Wow. Quite a statistic, isn't it? 1938.
Well, doing some research in the last little while, I looked back and I saw that in 1996 they were predicting a tennis resurgence in Australia. We seem to be going backwards rather than forwards, despite all the reviews and so on. Now, in the ladies' singles, Casey Dellacqua and Ashleigh Barty were also beaten overnight. Barty by the number 21 seed Roberta Vinci, and Dellacqua by the number 9 seed Marion Bartoli. Tonight, Stosur plays the Dutch Molly Duca Arantxa Rus in their second round match. Now, the form guide, well, any win on grass is a good one for Stosur these days, and Rus has a reputation as a bit of a giant killer. She did beat Kimmy Claisters in the French Open a couple of years back. Elsewhere among the strawberries and cream, the Brits, well, they're going back even further than 1938, 1936, as they hope for their first gentlemen's singles win since Fred Perry in the era of long duds. And we're talking about clothes there, not players. In the era of shorts, this is mainly via the Scot, Andy Murray, and overnight he thrashed Nikolai Davidenko in their first round match. And among the other big names through to the second round, we have Rafael Nadal, Martin Del Potro and Serena Williams. In cricket, Australia has thrashed the English county side Essex at Chelmsford overnight. The Australians scored 9 for 313, then dismissed Essex for 134. And Australia plays England at Lord's in the first of 5 one-dayers on Friday. In rugby league, there were the mandatory oh my goshes among the scribblers. It is, after all, state of origin when Anthony Watmo didn't train with New South Wales at Coogee Oval in Sydney yesterday. But according to the man himself, it's just a sore knee from last week's club game. And he will be all right on the night. Not so certain to be all right, Glenn Stewart, with the speculation growing that St George's Beau Scott will be his replacement for the big game at the Helios Stadium in Brisbane on July the 4th. And as you knew he would, the Queensland coach Mal Meninga is trying to mess with the minds of the Blues by picking 4 blokes who could play fullback in an extended squad of 20. I'll be back with more sport tomorrow, Fran.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Thanks very much, Warwick.